Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm talking about, Kyle.
We're getting right back up.
We got to get back up, man. We ain't got time for this.
Jesus Luzardo tonight. I do have faith in Jesus. I think he's going to pitch a big game tonight in game number two.
Luzilla.
Yes. We need him. We need him. Phillies down 0-1 in the best of five NLDS. And, of course, the Eagles take their first loss of the season yesterday. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday right here on WIP, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Merrill Reese.
How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. Yeah, just disappointed. I thought this would be their toughest game of the season so far, and it certainly turned out to be. And I never felt safe, and I said this time and time again, when they were up 17-3, I felt really strongly that they needed more points. They had to move, and you could see them bogged down, and you knew that there was trouble in store, and certainly they got plenty of trouble.
Yeah, you're right about that. Go ahead, Merrill.
They lost the game because they didn't play well enough to win. They didn't stop the run. They didn't run the ball well enough. A lot of reasons. They weren't disciplined. They made too many procedural mistakes. However, so I'm not blaming the officials for the loss. However, I don't buy a lot of the explanations that I'm hearing. Maybe they had trouble communicating, but that was clearly intentional grounding. I don't care which way you look at it. That was intentional grounding, and to me, the vision you got, of course, we didn't know about the communications problems that the officials had, but to me, it looked like intentional grounding was called, officials met, they threw the flag, and then Bo Nix came over and talked his way out of it. It just bothered me so much to see something like that happen. Now, they say they later got a call from somebody downfield who couldn't communicate because the system was out. But regardless, to me, that was intentional grounding. And then when they came back at the end of the game, I think it was egregious how they missed the pass interference with the Dallas Goedert. That was absolutely just awful negligent on the part of the official.
So, Mayor, I agree with you. So yesterday it felt like there were five borderline or, you know, controversial calls. And I thought three of them, I understood where the rest were coming from. The fumble early in the game, I heard you and Mike talking about that, where Bo Nix, it looked like he fumbled, but then they said the hand was coming forward. All right, that's 50-50. I thought the Bond one.
Here's the thing about that. I could see that either way.
Yep.
But they called it a fumble on the field.
They did.
But there's enough evidence to reverse the call. I think it's inconclusive.
Perhaps it was.
Inconclusive, you stay with the call on the field.
That is true. So but that one, the Dotson one by the sideline, I thought it was questionable whether he got possession with the 2 feet. And then the Bond one was a penalty, although you wish that's more on Bond. But I agree with you, Merrill. The two you're referencing, the intentional grounding, clearly it was. And I thought the Goddard one was the worst of them all. I mean, that's pass interference,
Merrill. That was definitely PI.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. So, but again, and Nick Sirianni was very, very honest about things, and he was very, very, said the right things. He doesn't need to have problems from the league, but Nick said these things even out. I don't think they evened out yesterday, but they, you know, over the long haul, maybe they even out, but they certainly played a part in the game. But one of the things that Nick said, which I do agree with, you don't want to put yourself in the position where a bad call can ruin you, can help you lose and make you lose. You don't want to be the Eagles had every reason and every right to build on that 17-3 lead. That game shouldn't have even been close at the end.
Merrill, what was your thought on how the game expressed itself with the Eagles offense? Over the last year plus, they have been more of a running team than a throwing team. Balance, you know, is what they want to be. But they've run the ball a lot, and last year they ran it super effectively. And I know their run game hasn't been as good this year. But, Merrill, I was surprised as the second half went on, they didn't run the ball more. And I thought the Eagles' defense, because of it, was kind of gassed towards the end. It's rare the Eagles don't win time of possession, Merrill. And yesterday they lost it by 11 minutes. What did you make of them throwing so much, especially late in the game versus running it more?
Well, I don't buy the theory that some people espouse that they were trying just to make A.J. Brown happy. That had nothing to do with it. They put the game plan together and they operate on what the defense shows them and what they're able to do. And they just, look, they have not been able to run the ball effectively. And I think part of it is that the offensive line has obvious injuries and they are just not playing the way they have played in the past.
Well, that is true, and it's been choppy offensively for five games. They are 4-1. The loss yesterday to the Denver Broncos in a close game. All right, Merrill, looking forward, short week now, which I think actually could be a good thing because there's not time to dwell on this. They got to just, you know, move off it, correct the mistakes, and they got a game in the division on the road Thursday night against the Giants. First thought on the game, Merrill, obviously it's a team they've beat a lot lately, and they should beat again on Thursday. Eagles-Giants this Thursday night.
Yeah, well, the Eagles are the better team. There's no doubt about it. And then when you see the Giants lose to the Saints yesterday, you figure that the Giants have their problems. But they have a young quarterback who has provided a bit of a spark. But the Eagles are clearly the better team. And I like the fact that they can play again in a few days and get it out of their system.
No question. Merrill, we appreciate a few minutes today. Enjoy.
One other thing, Joe, I just have to say. Mm-hmm. I did feel better last night. Late last night when I watched Buffalo at home against a 2-2 team and they went down the drain against New England. So there's no undefeated team in the National Football League.
Well, that is true. Yesterday were quite a few upsets, including the Eagles getting knocked off. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Have a good one, Merrill.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. He brought up the penalties. We'll get into all of them, the ones that were called, the ones that weren't, the issues with the refs coming up. Back to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Hey, good morning, guys. I thought you'd be happier. You know what I mean? They were slinging it all over the place for you. You know, Jay was throwing the ball. He's throwing the ball well.
That's too many throws, Black Gritty. Too many.
But you wanted to see him if he could come back, if he was down a game. And then, you know, you just want to see the passing offense do something. He threw that down to Dotson. Hey, Dotson, you got to get your foot in. That's another 30 yards. Hey, AJ, you want the ball, bro. You got to keep running. That's another 70 yards, another touchdown. Mm. My boy could have 403 touchdowns.
He also missed throws. I mean, come on.
Every quarterback misses throws, bro. Don't come at me like that.
Wait. Hold on. You say he could have had 400 yards. He could have had 400 yards if he made better throws. He missed Dotson wide open down the field.
And he had two wide receivers that didn't get the ball job done.
I get it.
400 yards and three touchdowns. That's all you care about, right? You care about the pass game.
No, I care about. That's not what I care about. I care about the quarterback playing well. Why is it so hard to understand?
Because again,
he took six sacks yesterday. He took six sacks.
Last week, all we talked about was A.J. Brown tweeting and A.J. Brown's drama. We're not talking about the line being dinged up. They can't rush for anything. Saquon looks slow as dirt in the running game. Put Dylan in. Dylan at least runs forward and averages 6 to 7 yards a carry, not three like Saquon is. Hey, thank you for catching the ball out there, Saquon. What about the discipline, Nick? Everybody's out here doing wild commercials, Kane commercials, podcasts, but people can't line up on time. They get all these penalties. Where's the discipline at? We're one of the most penalized teams. If you don't do nothing else, you at least keep people lined up. And all these penalties we get, okay? Everyone want to put someone to rest. It should have been left up to the refs. And then, again, you got another OC that don't know nothing and gets stuck in Madden mode, pass, or run. It looks just like when Nick was calling the plays. Because we have somebody in there who doesn't know anything and is Nick's buddy, and it looks embarrassing. Okay, I don't know. I thought we didn't care about the loss as long as you throw the ball around and had almost 300 yards.
I never said that
was what was going to make us happy.
No, that doesn't make anyone happy. The quarterback playing well, the team playing well makes people happy. Black Gritty, we appreciate it. But, why would anyone be happy because he threw for 200-whatever yards? Why would anyone be happy?
Well, I think Black Gritty's point is that he threw the ball more. And you know what the unfortunate thing about what happened yesterday is this, is that you saw what you wanted to see as far as them trying to get the receivers involved. It's just that the outcome wasn't what you wanted it to be. And that's the unfortunate thing. And it's skewed. Remember how we were talking about, like a few weeks ago, oh, they run the ball. They need to throw the ball a little bit more. They need to add a little bit more balance.
But they've gone off kilter the other way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That, and I think that, you know, yesterday was something that was needed. I think that now, because you know what the weirdest thing to me in all of this is the fact that when you ask the quarterback or the receivers, what were they thinking or what did they saw in that moment? Nobody can really answer you.
Yeah, we're going to get to that coming up in a few minutes. The miss to A.J., which could have sealed the game, right? And it looked like A.J. kind of slowed up on his route.
No,
and
he
stopped
did. He slowed up.
Okay, he slowed up on his route. So we're going to get to that, what Jalen said about it, what A.J. and Devontae talking about not being on the same page. We'll get to all that. We're live today. Chickies and Pete's at South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Let's go to Way in New Jersey talking about Topper's role on Saturday night. Hey, Way.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Way. What's up?
So, I don't know. You probably don't remember. I know you guys get thousands of calls and stuff like that. I know you might remember because when you guys were talking about, you know, any predictions on the playoffs and stuff like that, I was like, I don't want to be a negative nanny, but they got a hit. So, I ain't going to keep you, but I'm going to say this. To me, it's a perfect combination of a failure of guys hitting and also, too, Topper making the wrong decision to put Roberts in the game. When Roberts came in the game, my stomach just went to the bottom of my toes. I knew it was over. That's all I got to say.
You got it, Way. Well, listen, I understood why he brought Roberts in. He doesn't have five great options in the middle of the game. I said that was my biggest fear of the series is our middle relief, right? Like
you did say, because we were talking about you wanted to, if Duran could go long.
Yeah, right. Like our starter is going to pitch well, I imagine, most games. Mm-hmm. We got Duran at the end. But that middle, right, those outs in the fifth, sixth, seventh, how are we getting through that? So I understood Roberts had coming in for the one out to end the sixth. All right, I didn't think he pitched great, but he got an out, right? Muncy kind of got himself out there. It was the fact that he brought him back out.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like maybe it even caught him off guard a little bit. I mean, you can't – and I don't know. I wasn't in the bullpen. I don't know what was going on, but you can't put anybody in that position where you say you sit them down and then tell him, hey, you got to come back.
Yeah.
Got to come back again.
And maybe you could do it with Duran. Maybe you could do it with certain guys, but not a 40-year-old relief pitcher who hasn't done it once this year. I thought Topper totally butchered it. 215-592-9494. We're reacting to a tough weekend for both teams here. Eagles and game one of the Phillies Dodgers. Your phone call's coming up. And we'll let you hear from some of the Eagles on what's wrong with the offense. This is, you're not going to want to miss this. Jalen Hurts talking about the missed shot to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown talking about what he saw on the play, and even Devontae Smith on the passing game issues. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show live from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get on the action with 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day Show live today. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. October baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Final location near you for all the playoff action at chickiesandpete's.com. We're in South Philly today. Come on by. It's going to be a big day. Listen, afternoon show's here today. Jordan Mailata's show here tonight. Hewitt Players Lounge tonight.
Players Lounge tonight.
Now, you're here all day, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day.
You are here lock, stock, and
barrel. I'm going to probably go home and take a nap, though.
I'll go home and come back.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
You could probably have to go up there in that lounge up there.
In the loft.
Yeah, in the loft.
In the loft.
We got a lot to react to today. Phillies dropped game one. I thought Topper butchered the sixth and seventh inning with Robertson and then Strom and letting him in face Hernandez. Obviously, the offense needs to be better as well. And the Eagles yesterday, a lot of blame to go around. But I really believe that the start of the problem yesterday and the way they called that game run pass was ridiculous. It's the fewest design runs the Eagles have had in a game since September of 2021. They were up 14 points. To end the game throwing that much made zero sense. I believe they were influenced significantly by A.J. Brown's behavior last week. Because nothing else makes sense to me, that the way the game script went, nothing. Your reaction to all of it, we're going to let you hear in a couple minutes what everyone involved with that passing game had to say, from the two receivers to the quarterback. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Oh, dream team. I know how we feeling this morning, man.
Yeah, we're down, Will.
Yeah, we down, but you know what, Hugh? You're absolutely right, man. You know, we ain't going to stay down. We got to lift up, man.
Yeah, I got time to stay down, man.
We ain't got that time, man. We got a World Series to win, and we got other teams to beat with the Eagles. I just want to say this, man. With the Eagles, right, I think that they only drawing up like 20 plays per game. It's like they running out of plays that they not really – you know, preparing with the team, preparing to play the team against. But the thing is, man, preparation beats talent, right? And we both our teams are talented teams. But guess what? That preparation is beating us, man. And a lot of times we beating our damn self, man. And this is what I keep trying to tell them. What's been working for us is the small ball. Everybody keeps saying, oh, you can't play the small ball. You got to play the small ball, man.
Will, hold on. I got to stop you for a second.
All right, let me finish now.
Okay. I'll let you finish. We love to do the small ball thing, Will. In the playoffs so far, there's been 11 games where one team is out-homer the other. The team with more home runs is 9-2. We need home runs. Like, we're not beating the Dodgers with small ball, Will. That game on Saturday was won by the Teoscar Hernandez home run. Like, small ball's good, and I want to add it in, but we need home runs, Will. Like, if we're going to beat this team, we need Bryce and Schwarber to hit the ball over the wall.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you with that. And another thing. Man, if you're feeling good, man, and if you're able to come out, we need Wheeling. You to come on that field, man. That will energize the whole.
Oh, you're talking about to come hang out.
Yeah, no, he could. He's there. He's around the team. He could.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I just want to say, man, listen, ain't no Debbie Downer. The game ain't over. Our season ain't over. We just got to get back to being focused. Listen, man, I don't have no doubt. We got to stop beating ourselves. This old Tiny can be beat. These Dodgers can be beat. We already done it. So why are we afraid of this team? It's time to strap up, baby. Get back to focusing. It's time to start winning again, man. We in Broad Street. I know it was a nightmare on Broad Street, but guess what? Both these teams got to be to bring the bullies back to Broad Street. Because that's who we are. It don't just come from the virus. It comes from all our teams. And guess what? We're back, baby. Tonight we're going to show it. Man, we let them off the hook. But guess what? We're coming back. We're coming to win. And we're coming to take it all. Because this is our season. And we're not giving up on it. And guess what? I don't want any other Debbie Downer callers to call and say what we need to do. Because we want to show you what we need to do. Because we're the best team. And we're going to figure it out. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to let these guys who right where they need to be on. And that's going to lose you guys. We're going to lose the streak. So now, I'm going to end it with this, baby. The Phillies, the Eagles, we got to start ending it. Put our hands together and stay focused. Only thing we're worried about is winning that championship for the first time, and we're going to win that championship for the second time. Broad Street, here we come, baby. We're going to party, and we're going to catch wreck on every team that steps in our arena. And that's what I got. Eagles.
That's what I'm talking about, Will.
Let's win it.
Love it, Will.
Nobody got time to be insulting.
That's the most amped
the
I've been
forward.
All day.
Listen, not the week forward.
I will get there by 6 o'clock. I will be in.
Say, give me time.
By 6 o'clock, I'll be in. Luzardo's going to shove tonight. They got this.
Give me time.
It is 11:23, and I'm annoyed. I mean, that's where I'm at.
No, I mean, you should be annoyed. I mean, but, you know, it's time. At some point, we got to move on. Man.
We got too much
on our plate right now. We got to get ready.
Yeah. Well, the Phillies got to move on. They need a victory tonight. Right, by the way, I misspoke. You don't even know. No Players Lounge or Jordan Mailata show tonight.
You know what? We shouldn't have said anything to Hugh. And
I know.
Just
you would have just
up.
Come right back here.
Out of Kane.
Yeah.
That didn't sound
and
right.
The afternoon show is at the park today. The afternoon show. Oh, God.
Come on, man.
We're trying to be adults. Okay, there's other people around.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
I'm sorry. We're in public today.
Okay, no Players Lounge. We got baseball to get. That's right. I'm sorry. We got to get our minds
you
right.
You are
baseball.
A professional.
Yeah.
I am a professional.
As I break the news of your schedule to you. The afternoon show is at the park today.
But don't you always break the news to my schedule?
I guess, but it would have been nice if you said, no, there is no Players Lounge tonight.
No, because you're the one that told me we had to do it a few weeks ago. And I was like, oh, we do. Remember, I missed the first
one. But it's your job.
I know it is, but you tend to read the schedule. Just like when the caller called and said, Hugh, you might remember me. And I was thinking to myself, no, Joe, if Joe don't remember you, I for damn
sure
don't remember.
You say I read the schedule. Most of the time, the schedule is the same, right? Like, this is a different day because we got a game 2 of the series tonight. Anyway, afternoon show is at the park. That's why we're here. Now the puzzle comes together.
we're here because
the afternoon show is at the park today getting ready for game 2.
Gotcha.
All right, speaking of a puzzle that's not fitting together, let's talk about the Eagles passing game. Actually, let's let them talk about it. Devontae Smith, who was the most productive receiver we had yesterday. Here's what he had to say. And by the way, was it not just ironic that the game ended on a Hail Mary where AJ and Devontae are fighting over the football? What'd you think of that?
Huh?
Oh, you don't want to give your answer?
No.
Okay.
I gave
a Hail Mary where basically AJ Brown tackles Devontae Smith.
I gave a whole lot of answers last week. It was
No.
Last week.
We got a new game to react to.
First of all, before y'all jump all over me.
Like, yeah, a bunch of crickets.
No, you're the one withholding comments while you're literally on the air.
I was supposed to
talk about the game.
If you guys would quit beating me up for like 2 seconds and let me comment. No, it was you know, poetic justice, irony, all of that. Yeah. It's just Lemony Snicket's, that's what I'm – the series of unfortunate events. That's what it looked like because immediately when I got home, I went to my social media page, and that was what people were saying.
Yeah, they were fighting over the ball.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's a scrum, right? It's a jump ball. You don't know who's in front of you or behind you.
But you know, Jersey colors are a thing.
Yeah, and it's just the image of the – like, he basically tackled him to the ground.
And it looked like he – probably could have caught
his hands were on it. I mean, for what those Hail Marys usually are, it looked like he had a real shot.
Yeah, and who knows if that was the case.
And
you know,
if
it's a bang bang play.
But it's
the irony of the shot.
All right, let's hear what they said yesterday after the game. Let's start with Devontae Smith on the issues with the passing game.
Devontae, what are your thoughts on the passing game today?
Made improvements in certain areas. Just getting there a lot better. John sells me for a lot. Left a couple plays out there and wasn't on the same page, but we got to get on the same page and continue to be on the same page.
What was contributing to not being on the same page?
Just little things where, you know, we weren't seeing a signal, things like that.
Devontae, we're week 5 with this one. Why do you think that's happening, sir?
It's just the flow of the game, you know. Within a play, you know, it's a lot that's on guys' minds, you know, certain routes and just the certain things like that. Jalen has a lot on his mind and things like that. He's trying to work with the protection and things like that. So there's times where, you know, we're looking at him and, you know, he may give a signal before or after we look. And ultimately, we have to be on the same page. We have to see that signal no matter what.
All right, so Devontae talking about they're not seeing the signals on the same page. Hugh, I recognize it's a new coordinator. It is bizarre when you think about it. They have 10 of 11 starters back, the same head coach who's an offensive coach. Their pass game coordinator is now their coordinator, like the offensive coordinator. And it's 5 weeks in, and all they keep saying is they're on the same page. It doesn't make sense. I watch teams with new quarterbacks, new coordinators, like it's nothing, moving the football all over the field. And the Eagles act as if they just met yesterday.
That's alarming. Because I think back, and again, let me preface it with this. Didn't play offense, but I do know communication is key. because, like I told you, I would be out there sometimes, and you know, in order to get the call and everybody be on the same page, repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hollis was good for that. That's why he played over there by me, because a lot of times I would be a space cadet.
You?
And I would forget, oh, yeah, and we'll forget my plays, and he would have to remind me. So that communication was key. Like, even on the defense, if you, especially in a raucous environment like the stadium can be, sometimes you can't hear. It's imperative to communicate. And to hear all three of these guys at one point say they don't know or they didn't, you know, whatever, it's mind-blowing to me.
Let's hear Jalen Hurts yesterday on the pass game and the communication between all three of them.
On the missed opportunity to AJ down the field, I know you said you got to look at the tape on that, but in the aftermath of that right away when you go back to the sideline, what is typically what you'll do in that situation? Will you go and talk to the receiver about that? Like, how do you make the on-field adjustment and correction right away?
That situation in that play, that was a shot. So you either hit it or you don't. And we didn't hit that one. And so we watched the tape when we get the opportunity to, and we learn from that. But in that moment in the game, it's about finding a way to put the dagger in them. And that definitely could have been the dagger in the game. But learn from it.
Is that the one he's talking about where the one that everybody's saying AJ slowed down?
Yes. That's the play he's speaking about. And what struck me is he was asked a question and he spoke around it. He was asked, like, do you go communicate on the sidelines afterwards to talk about what went wrong and why he's, you know, whatever happened, right? He didn't say the word yes. He said, well, watch the film. But he didn't say that they would talk on the sidelines immediately and say, you know, explain to each other what each of them saw. They're not communicating.
That, you got it. Like, at some point, you know, you have to communicate for the betterment of the situation. You know, I would always talk about when I was in Atlanta, I didn't get along with my partner there. I mean, that's not a secret. That's not a secret. But we had to communicate during the course of the show. Now, anything outside of that, you know, it was, you know, we didn't do that. But during the show meetings and everything, you have to communicate.
Of course.
It's hard to do, but that's a part of being a grown-up. And it also makes me think that, man, luckily y'all won the Super Bowl when y'all did, with all of this going on the way that it is, because to know that this is going on and you can just imagine what it was like last year to win under those circumstances, that's damn near unheard of.
So Jalen kind of talked around the question. A.J. Brown, more direct, here's what he said, asked about the play, what happened, and did they speak about it afterwards? Here it was.
Warren Buehl, we just missed.
It looked like you slowed up on the play. Did you not think the ball was coming your way, or what happened with that?
It's not that I didn't think the ball was coming. When I looked up, I didn't see the ball. And I looked back, I didn't see the ball. And then the ball was thrown. So, like I said, we just missed.
Did you guys talk after the play about maybe if it, miscommunication, what happened?
No.
Just a flat out no.
The no is telling. They need – I don't know what's going on, man. And we – like to recklessly speculate every week about what it is, but it in order for us to get to where we need to be, they need to talk.
I also thought he didn't say it, and it was subtle, but when he kept saying, I looked, the ball wasn't there, and then Jalen threw it, that I read that as he took too long.
I thought
it was time for the ball to be thrown, he wasn't ready to throw it.
That's fair. And it's – but the flip side of that is that you have to keep running.
I agree with you. I agree.
You have to keep running. And I know for AJ, it's been a tough week, man. It's been a real tough week. But you have to stay locked in. And if I'm Jalen, knowing the frustrations that he has, I would tell him, hey, bro, just stay with me. I'm going to get the ball to you. You know, that right there alone, like small communication like that, I think would help this situation out tremendously. But for whatever reason, it feels like that's not the case. That's why I said yesterday, watching that game, I honestly feel like that had to happen. It had to happen the way that it happened, Joe, for them to wake up. Because at the you weren't going 17-0. You weren't going undefeated. And to lose in the fashion in which you lost, I think it's time to have those conversations, those uncomfortable conversations that you have to have.
Well, obviously, this is the idea that this is just a thing that has been overblown by certain people, you say us or whoever, is obvious. I just think it's clear. It's the thing. You hear it when they talk. You see it on the field. And yesterday, I thought the coaching staff went way too far to try to appease A.J. Brown. And so let's throw the ball over the yard. And they scored 17 points. Let's go to Billy in Delaware. Hey, Billy.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Billy?
Hey, nothing. I want to say this. First of all, A.J.'s a phenomenal player. Nobody can doubt that. He's great. Hey, I play bass in a band. I'm really a lead guitarist. But I want the spotlight, too. But there's a lot to share in that team. But at the end of that game, Smitty had it in his hand, and he got mugged by A.J. Not like saying he wanted to do it, but his hand was on his mask and everything trying to get that ball. And if Smitty had caught it, he would have imploded, you know. But, I mean, it's about, like you just said, they needed this to regroup, because I don't know what other team I've ever seen take such a big lead in the first half and lose and do what happened in the second half, or get it back in the second half. They got to be that team the whole time, you know, and they won that Super Bowl amazingly. But, and it was luckily, you know, with everything going on, just like you just said. But like I said, everything AJ's going through, he really needs some mentor or somebody to really let him know, look, you're making how much a year. There's a lot of people out here sweating every, you know, 40 hours a week trying to do what they can do, and to make the amount that he's making, he's part of a bunch of, you know, between Saquon and everybody, there's a lot of power on that team. He can't be the only guy, you know? And what yesterday they tried to make him the only guy, and look what happened.
Yeah, it didn't work. I mean, I don't care. And Billy, good phone comment. Hugh, I don't care if they run it 40 times, throw it 40 times, if they score 40 points, right? Like, if it works, if it's effective, great. Like, that's all any of us really care about, is that the offense works and they score enough to win. And 17 points, I don't care. I know the defense is good. That's not enough. They hung the defense. I know the defense gave up two drives at the end. They hung the defense out to dry yesterday.
Yeah, you got to help them out a little bit. You got to help them out, and you see the way that the game was going. And to your point, man, I didn't know they had 2 weeks, 70 plays back to back. They went back to back.
Well, that's
a lot of football.
It makes it even worse because they knew their defense on the field last week for 70 plays, and then to throw it as much, you make them be on the field more again.
Yeah, trying to figure out like you're trying to figure out your offense at the expense of your defense.
Well, and now that defense off of 70-70 has to play on a short week.
You got
to
suck it up. You got to suck it up and get ready to go.
They're lucky they're playing a bad team Thursday. I mean, this feels like a bounce back because they're playing the Giants.
It's the potential for a bounce back, and I don't think that they're going to lose it. But man, we gotta figure this out.
I agree, Jeff.
We gotta
figure
this whole thing out with AJ and the quarterback.
Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
How we doing? How you feeling?
Yeah, it was a bad weekend for sports in Philadelphia. Let's not kid ourselves. So with the Phillies, real quick, sometimes you got to tip your hat to another pitcher, and Ohtani had their number, except for the second inning. The problem was we didn't do anything after he was out of the game, and I think last week I said, you know, once we get past their starters, we should be able to dominate this series, and that didn't happen.
So before you go on, Jeff, one thing that is different, and I think it's obviously going to be more of a challenge, is if they're using guys like Glasnow, who's their third or fourth starter, out of their bullpen, it changes the equation, right? They're not using their normal bullpen, so I think we need to concentrate on scoring more early, because I don't think their bullpen is quite as big of a weakness now as it was, you know, 3 weeks ago.
Right, that's true. Well, and also the top hitters have got a hit. I mean, you know, Bryce got the one hit, and that was pretty much it. And Topper, I don't understand Topper's move with Robertson, because he literally said he hasn't done this all year, and I thought he could do it now. Like, dude, come on. Like, don't bring that guy back in another inning. He got you out of that inning, and let's bring Strom in or whoever. Just don't do that. It's a bad move, and when you're scraping for runs, you can't have that.
You can't, and I can't believe he said it that it went to plan. Like, how was that the plan?
Yeah.
How is it your plan to do something that a 40-year-old hasn't done in probably a year and a half? Like, I don't even know the last time he did it.
To quote a famous coach, he's a man. He's 40. 40!
Yes, I'm a man.
And you bring him back in another inning?
It's incredible.
And real quick with the Eagles, so the offensive line being dinged up is a real problem, and I think that has a lot to do with how the offensive playing in general. But dude, you cannot go the whole second half and run one running play, because our defense was getting gassed because we're out there three and out passing, and it stops the clock and the whole thing. I just thought it was a bad game overall, and I'm gonna flush it and hope they come back and you know, get a get-right game with the Giants here on Thursday night.
Yeah, I think the short week helps with this, and Jeff, appreciate the phone call. Hugh, I think, like, if it was a regular week, it'd be all week, questions, AJ talking. Like, mm-hmm. it would linger. Like, what's going on?
You got to move on.
Right. Like, I don't even know how much for them they're going to even talk about this particular game, because they're now on to a Thursday game.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's tonight is all hands on deck for a bunch of different reasons. We got the Phillies getting ready to play. We got to get our mind right for that, and we got to be ready for that. And the fact we got the Giants coming up on a short week. You don't have time to revel in what went wrong. You know, it happened. Deal with it. Now it's time to get going.
Well, it is. I agree with Jeff. The offensive line is a problem right now. It's not close to as strong as it's been in the past.
Yes.
And I know the running game hasn't been as dominant. It still doesn't excuse that many runs to passes yesterday.
No, it doesn't. And it felt like they felt that they had something going in the passing game, but it just never it didn't reap the benefits that you wanted. It didn't put enough points
yeah.
on the board.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Like, where there's some shot plays they hit, yeah, they hit a couple, right? The Saquon touchdown, the big bomb to Devontae. They hit a few. They could have hit a few more. Is that on Jalen? Some of them. Is it on AJ? Sure. But it just didn't work, and they took the six sacks. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we'll hit everyone's phone calls here. And I have a piece of advice to everyone out there with Game 2 coming up and another Eagles game on Thursday. Something I noticed we're doing, it needs to stop. Even if there's some truth in it, we just got to move off it. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, live from Chickies at Pizza, South Philly, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just gonna pile that thing on.
Yeah,
huh?
We're hurting. We're hurting today.
I'm not hurting.
You're not hurting?
No.
What?
I'm not hurting.
Okay, all right, listen.
Do you even care?
I can understand.
I don't have time. Listen.
The Phillies loss hurt. I mean, that hurt.
It hurt, but I ain't got time to be wallowing in my pity. We got a game
yes,
tonight.
You
got to get your mind right.
You're not playing.
Yeah,
our job is to wallow in the pity from 10 to 2, you know.
You ain't got to hit me with a slap me across the face with a dose of reality like that. I know I'm not playing, but still, you got to have the mentality.
Listen, old man.
Yeah, listen. Listen here, old fart.
All right, can I offer a little PSA to everyone?
What you got?
Can we stop blaming other people for our own issues?
What are you talking about?
Let's talk about two things that happened over the weekend. And I see a lot of blame out there for these things rather than like blame.
Oh, I know where you're going
Keep
with
the
this
main
one.
Thing the main thing, all right?
Okay, I know where you're going with this one.
I agree that there were about five controversial
egregious.
Calls. Egregious. Did the refs cost the Eagles a game?
Yes. Oh. You asked me.
You believe
yes.
that?
Do I wholeheartedly believe it? No.
Do you want to see me stand up at Chickies? We're in public. Can't
no.
do this.
No.
The refs did not cost the Eagles the game. The Eagles did.
Listen, I don't believe it. I don't. But I understand why people feel the way that they feel.
Of the five bad calls, I think two of them were really bad.
Yeah.
The intentional grabbing and the PI.
Yeah.
Okay, the Bo Nix fumble early, I thought that was 50-50.
To be totally honest, I was in the booth yelling, that's a sack.
Is that the old pass rush?
Yeah, that's the old pass. But that used to be a sack. And then you told me they changed the rules.
Well, because when the hand's going forward, they just
called
it.
But it really wasn't. But it was not a full forward. It was like he was in the motion.
Right.
And they called. But that's up to the ref's discretion.
That's 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay. The Zach Bond penalty is a penalty. Now,
Zach was tired.
Yeah.
And Zach said, you know what? I ran my ass all over here. Somebody gonna pay this one off for me.
15 free yards for it too. So that's
Wait,
wonderful.
What does that have to do with being tired?
Well,
no. You're saying because they were on the field so much, Kyle.
And he was saying like someone had to pay because he's had to be.
Yeah,
on the field.
He had to run out there. It almost looked like a lightweight flop a little bit. Well, like you know what I mean?
Like, is it a penalty? Yeah, but the guy is still fighting for more yards.
Like when Zach went into his slide.
I understand the need to try and finish that tackle.
Yeah. I know, I do too. But I think if he didn't hit him up top, they probably let it go, right?
Yeah,
if he hits him in the midsection.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about the penalty. Like, yeah. I understand why they threw it. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, look, and then the Dotson one, which some people thought he was inbounds. I thought he didn't have full possession with the first foot.
You're talking about the fumble. Not the fumble, but he was
the throw
bobbling.
By the bobbling,
yeah,
no, a little bit.
Bobbing a little
right,
bit,
and
yeah.
Then he had possession on the second foot, but then in the third foot went out. Again, that one was close. The Goddard one was bad. The Goddard one was clearly pass interference. They missed it. That could have certainly helped the Eagles win if they were closer to the end zone there. I don't think the refs are the reason we lost the game. And then the other one from Saturday night, the Phillies and tipping pitches and Strom and all that stuff. Was he tipping pitches? I don't know. I mean, the Phillies have this problem all the time. You saw the runner on second base kind of raise his arm, which made you think he was telling Teoscar Hernandez location where the catcher set up or whatever he was doing. Hugh Strom left the fastball over the middle of the plate. Like
meatball.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No, I mean, you
can't
leave a fastball over the middle of the plate to a hitter like Teoscar Hernandez, he's going to put it in the seats. I just can't sit here and say we lost this weekend because the referees and we tip pitches.
No. I mean, and especially when it comes to the Phillies, you got to hit. You know, when you have a team like the Dodgers coming into town, look like you had them on the ropes. Like Shohei Ohtani, that first few innings that he was out there, and you saying I was the one that was turning
you
the point of the game.
It, yeah.
No, I didn't. But I
pull up the Hugh Douglas.
Well, no,
text?
I text Kyle and I was like, oh dog, he don't look like he all that.
And then I think immediately he retired 11 straight.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That one. Do we blame Hugh for that one, Kyle? Or is that the Phillies?
No, that one's on Hugh.
Okay.
I like it how you said it with so much confidence.
Yeah. Well, you did. I mean, you basically said this guy ain't any good.
No, I was like, I didn't like. Okay, to be fair,
let me
in
find
that
the
moment,
yeah, I'm gonna find it.
I didn't see it. Until after I sent that text. And then I said, oh.
But he was basically, what's the hype with this Ohtani guy? That's what
that's what I say. Why is he hype?
I don't know. I think the easiest explanation there is he hadn't pitched in like 10 days before that.
Yeah,
he might
11,
have just needed a little bit to settle down. Mm-hmm. That's why I thought it was like imperative that they jumped on him when they had chances early on. Like those three runs were big. But, I mean, again, like they have to be able to pile on when they have guys on base and they have opportunities in like the later innings.
You should have tacked on.
Here was the text from Hugh Douglas. I'm sorry, guys, but as a pitcher, it doesn't look like Shohei all that. At least not tonight. Boom, 9 straight retired.
Wow. That's not right that you aired Hugh out like that.
Well, we told the story. I just wanted to.
I mean, it's for context.
Yeah, I wanted to get the context out there. All right, let's go to Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
What up, Donald?
Donald, what's up?
Man, I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Well, I'm all right. Joe, not so much.
I mean, Hugh's too all right for me. I'm actually
because we got a game tonight.
I'm not playing.
I ain't gotta come to work.
Yeah, that's right. We sure do have a game tonight.
We do.
And the one thing they got to do is start jumping all over them pretty first pitches they get, you know, instead of sitting there taking them.
Like yeah, most of the pitches that they swung and missed at and took were in the zone. It wasn't like they were chasing Saturday. They just missed their pitches.
Yeah, but they let him throw that fastball right down there, and then they swung at the curve. Man, yep. that's a nasty curve he got, man.
Yeah,
curve he got. Listen, as far as the Eagles was concerned. I just think that they just need to keep that same approach that they had of moving guys around like they were. They need to get Dotson much more involved, you know, and whatnot, and just keep attacking deep, intermediate, and short. You know, that's if they can't run the football. I mean, that's because that type of philosophy there will even help against that zone blitz, to where everybody's not running with their backs turned toward Hurts, because I just think that they don't throw it as much, you know, because despite AJ's unprofessionalism, AJ did have a strong point of something that's been going on for years. So I just don't think that the passing game is a grown man on its own. You know, it's like mama's boy to the running game. So I think that once, you know, it gets, you know, like to that point, Joe, we won't see Hurts, miss on a lot of passes.
Yeah, it's just choppy. I mean, and that's why when you throw 38 times and it's choppy, you're going to have some good, and Donald, we appreciate it, but then there's going to be some sacks, there's going to be some missed throws. It's just, they had the two big throws, Hugh, they hit yesterday, mm-hmm. right? They hit the Saquon one, they hit the
but
Smith
one. But
you
know one. What, Joe?
But they got caught with a lot of throws that didn't go anywhere.
Well, to me.
But you know what? No, this one thing I want to say to you guys, and then I'll mm-hmm. be done. Is when's the last time Hurts threw 38 times?
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
I mean, see, that's my only thing about it is, and I can understand where AJ and what Smitty's frustration is this year, because they see how Saquon is struggling, and I just think that the route tree and the route design doesn't do what McNabb was talking about last year. Of.
Yeah,
it is designed to push it down the field. Smitty runs excellent routes to get underneath of that, and then sometimes you got big AJ running a crossing route. You know,
I mean, yeah, no, Donald, listen, man, we appreciate the call. It, you're right about that. It's not that they can't hit any plays. They hit some yesterday. They could have hit more. It's just there's no consistency in the passing, and that's how you have all those three and outs.
Well, this is how I view it, because they ran some slants, they ran some crossing routes, and they did really well with those. It's just that a lot of the things that I see, it's at the end of the day, let me pull it back just a little bit. At the end of the day, you design plays to try to confuse the defense.
Of course.
It didn't look like they were trying to do that. They just looked like they were just running plays just to see if they can run. A lot of the plays complement each other with the looks, the formations that you have to try to get the defense off kilter. Yeah. It didn't look like that was the case yesterday.
They don't look like a super well-coached team on the offensive side. They don't even look like a well-coached team. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to everything next. Phillies drop game one. Eagles lose for the first time this season. We're throwing blame around today. We will start to look forward to tonight. Luzardo on the mound, game two for the Phillies. But also, according to Jason Avant, maybe someone is being left off the hook a bit here.
You people.
Who's to blame for what happened to the Eagles? That's next. We are live today. Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickies seasonal favorites, A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings, Chickie Sliders, savory buffalo shrimp, and more. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.